Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike. Go on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite on-time cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. We got one heck of a slate of games here.
Yeah.
And, man, it doesn't get any sweeter than SEC football, does it?
It doesn't. And we're one day closer, Mike. You know, and we're doing picks, and I feel really good about it. I feel like, I don't think anybody's got a perfect slate yet, but I think that changes this Saturday. Because I was like, I was super confident every one of these I put in.
Well, here's a little recap for where we are on the season, Shane. The Cousins are kicking ass, leading way. We'll reveal at the end of the show, Cousin Ben Helms. He's up this week. Shane, he's already made his picks. I got a graphic to show everybody. But he's got some pressure on him, Shane, because the Cousins got 38 games right. You, Steven, and I have all got 36. So, man, the Cousins are kicking our ass. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It adds an extra level of pressure for us, too, you know. So, for me, I'm not leading with my heart this time. You know, I just said, hey, I'm going to watch this game, and this is exactly who's going to win. And I'm super confident.
Well, you're always confident. You know what?
Until I'm not. Until I'm like, damn, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, we're also confident, Shane, in MyBookie, presenting sponsor of the show. You know, this is a perfect time. We're going to give you some winners here. Unlike the last couple weeks, we may have given you some losers. Not this week. So we're going to give you some winners. Head on over, presenting sponsor, MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the website. Put in that promo code SEC. When you start up an account, they'll give you up to $500 of a free guaranteed lock wager, Shane, where you could, whatever you want to put in there, they'll guarantee it. And if you get it wrong, they'll give you that money right back. But only if you put in that promo code SEC over at MyBookie. You ain't going to need to guarantee this week, Shane, because we're going to give them some winners. You know what?
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brother.
And then how are we going to celebrate them winners?
It is nice knowing, but when you get your money, you're going to head on over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Let them know the Cousins sent you. Not only are you guys going to get a hookup with a discount, but you're also going to get a package, a gift package, which I absolutely love. One of the Cousins made it out here to the Sevierville location. Will got a picture made, sent it to us, and he's our Tennessee Legend of the Week. So if you get to one of these stores this weekend, or if you get it sent to your store, get a picture beside it, send it to us, and next week you'll be the Tennessee Legend.
Well, we all know who's the real legend, and that's Cousin Shane. So shout out, Shane. We appreciate you, buddy. And, hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out because I felt bad. I did a quarterback ranking show a couple hours ago. JR gifted a donation, and I wasn't able to it's kind of hard to explain, but basically YouTube, if you don't see it in time, you kind of lose it.
Yes.
But I was able to go back, so now I know he gifted Elijah Folsom, so I don't want Elijah to feel cheated. So, Elijah, welcome
to the family,
courtesy of JR. Shout out Elijah, and shout out JR. All right, Shane, one other thing before we get our picks going here.
Yes.
Last week, buddy, I'm telling you, I'm starting to heat up on these prize picks. Come on. I was 11-1 picking the games last week. I was 5-1 with my prize picks selection. So head on over to prizepicks.com. Put in that promo code SEC. What'll that get you, Shane? You play 5, you get 50 right now at Prize Picks, and they do daily fantasy. So I got a couple here, Shane.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to like a lot of these, but I hope you like at least one of them. And usually when Shane don't like them, that means it's a winner. John Mateer, half a passing touchdown against Auburn. I'm smashing the more than. I thought that was an error at first. One passing touchdown's a winner for John Mateer.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about that over at Prize Picks?
Like that. I like that a lot. Okay. They don't call him touchdown Mateer for nothing.
Well, they're not calling this guy touchdown DJ at the moment, but I think he turns it around. Give me DJ. Same deal, Shane. Half a passing touchdown on the road against Miami. I get it. Miami, got to get the football. Top five. We got to respect it. We got to kiss the rings. I ain't kissing nothing, Shane, except DJ Lagway's passing touchdown. Give me the more than.
Ooh, come on now. I think that's going to be a great game. I at first, I was completely out, but now I'm like, you know what? This may be the day. This may be the day that DJ comes back.
Okay, now I know you're going to love this one, Shane. Our guy, Talon Green up in Missouri. Talon Green, same deal, Shane. Half a rushing touchdown against Memphis. What? I just had to double check. I was like, is this first half? No, this is for the game. So if he gets you one, he's only got two on the year, so maybe that's why. But if he gets one rushing touchdown against Memphis, he's a winner. Give me the more than Talon Green, half a rushing touchdown.
In the first damn quarter. I mean, did they not watch the Ole Miss game? How many times did they run him near the red zone? So absolutely.
All right, and then speaking of them Razorbacks, Shane, I keep trying to get the word out. He was making plays last week. Mm-hmm. Mike Washington, running back, little known outside of Arkansas, rushing and receiving yards. So we can combine the two, 80 and a half. Give me the more than against Memphis. What do you think about that?
Mike. I don't know. I think I'm going to go less than on that one. I got to disagree with you on one, and this one is the one.
Okay, well, that lets me know I'm doing well. All right, then final one here I got. Back to Florida-Miami. I'm telling you, I'm trying to hype this game up, Shane.
Yeah.
Jaden Ball, I think he's their best player right now. Uh-huh. Outstanding running back. 64.5 rushing yards. I'm going to more than. I know Miami's got the gift of football and all that, but I think if Florida is competitive, and hell, if they win this game, or even if they lose it close, it's going to be because Jaden Ball, they feed his ass, and I think he's going to get at least 65 rushing yards.
He better get on that first drive, because he's going to be sitting on the bench the rest of the game with Billy down there.
Damn it, Jade. Okay, well, the Gators done tuned you out about 6 months ago. You know what?
Absolutely.
You know who hadn't, though?
Who's that, brother?
JD31.
Yeah, come on, cuz. Yeah, we got a few here, Mike. Let's jump through these. We also, did you get Steven up?
Man, I get it. We missed Stacy.
Yeah, let's get on up here, man. Thank you, cuz.
Stacy, appreciate you. Welcome to the family.
Member for 11 months. Longer than some of our family members, Mike.
We got Steven up. Let me play his jingle for him.
Dun, 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 dun. Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Steven Up has gifted Patrick Lill. Patrick, welcome to the family. Courtesy Steven Up.
How about?
And not to be outdone, we got buttered sausage. Wait, Emily likes when you do it, so. Butter sausage has gifted Alex Mitchum. Alex, welcome to the family. All right.
Glenn 13 Wars. Months.
Damn.
Looking forward to Boomer Sooner War Damn Eagle game.
Come on now. Glenn also gifted Calvin Stroud. Calvin, welcome to the family. Hell yeah. And you got JD already. Man, you guys are active. You guys are ready for some college football, Mike. I see so much color over there. They are just absolutely blistered and ready for some college football action, just like me, man. And I will say this, Mike. I told you last week we were going to have some upsets. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little worried because I don't feel like we're going to have it this week. And I feel like when you, in the SEC, as soon as you say that, somebody's going to pull off an upset.
We're all getting upset.
Yeah, we're firing a lot of coaches Monday.
All right, so let's get into it. Shane, Cousin James, he's on baby duty, so he didn't have time for the weather report. So we appreciate Cousin James, all the support he's given the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So shout out him with his family there. So let's get right into the action, Shane, with one game without a line here. LSU hosting Southeast Louisiana, 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central on the SEC Network. How about it, Shane? Southeast Louisiana, 2-1 on the season. They lost to Louisiana 24-0, but they beat Murray State and Mississippi Valley State. So I'm just saying, dangerous team.
Yeah, super dangerous. And I can't wait to see Coach Kelly after this ass whooping, because this is one of those that I feel bad for that little tiger. You know what I'm saying? It's like, with all the news, with all the drama that has led up to week four, I feel like LSU is absolutely going to open up a can in this football game. You talk about offense, it's going to be offensive. Give me LSU 70, Southeast Louisiana 0.
Can LSU score that many?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, he's been on Feinbaum. He's been apologizing to the damn media about how this offense sucks and what's wrong with us. Dude, this is a classic Brian Kelly move, opening it up. Yes, tons of scores. Wouldn't surprise me if there's 10 touchdowns in this game.
We'll talk about tons of scoring, Shay. We just scored, thanks to Stacy Jackson, 50 bucks.
Come on, cuz.
Going out of town for a couple weeks, so I'll miss a few shows. Just going to leave us here so Cousin Shane has some beer money. Going to miss the cousins. Go Big Orange.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to miss you, Stacy. Thank you, cuz. And yes, there'll be plenty of beer and frozen pizza this weekend, thanks to you. Maybe I get one of them fancier pizzas. You know?
Well, here's the deal, Shane.
Yeah.
I don't think LSU can do it. I don't think they can do it. Not score 70 points. Oh, I mean, it might take them half a damn season to get to 70. You know what? So,
yeah.
How about this, Dad? I was cooking this up. I couldn't believe it, Shane. And I know they've played some tough competition. You know, we can make all the excuses in the world we want for them LSU Tigers. But they are currently 113th in the country in red zone scoring percentage. They've only scored a touchdown 5 times on 11 red zone trips. So that's kind of a critical thing. It's got to start. The turnaround's got to start now, because we're jumping heavy into SEC play. So I want to see every damn time we go to the red zone, we score a touchdown against Southeast Louisiana. Garrett Nussmeier's a little banged up, so that's another reason I don't think they're going to pile it on, at least not with the first team. This is going to be a game where you get a lot of the backups, a lot of the young players, some experience. So give me LSU 45, Southeast Louisiana 7.
So I just got a couple more scores than you, you know?
Yeah, like 6 more touchdowns. Yeah,
it'll be 35 or 42 nothing at half, and that's what I think happens.
Okay, well, how about this one? It better be something similar here, Shane, because we got Mighty Texas hosting Sam Houston Longhorns. Shane, favored by 39.5 points, the over-under, 51.5 total points. This game's at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, ESPN+. Plus. Sam Houston, 0-3 on the season. Yeah. They've lost to Western Kentucky, UNLV, and Hawaii. I think the Flying Hawaiian was out there for that one. Uh-huh. I asked him to give me a scout report. What's your thoughts on the Longhorns? How bad they gonna beat old Sam Houston?
Man, again, we shouldn't be talking about Texas for the last 2 weeks, right? This is a team that we shouldn't start talking about till they hit conference play. But we're going into a Sam Houston game, and most of the clips that I've listened to, that I have seen online, has been about this quarterback and the lack of production he's had down there in Austin. They get it right this week, Mike. They just need it. UTEP was just a little too much. I feel like Sam Houston is just the right opponent here to let Arch play some damn football. You know, he said earlier this week, it's mental. It's not physical. And I think that mental block comes out here, and I've got Texas winning 42, Sam Houston 3.
42-3. I mean, we should be beating this team by 80. You know what?
Should be, but we won't. We won't. Well, I think we'll get a little more conservative here with the running game. Arch should not be in the game the second half. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like this is a game you've got to just put away, get those starters out there, get them rested up.
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out the Longhorns, Shane. They're getting back DeAndre Moore, their outstanding receiver. Sarkisian announced that today. He's good to go. So that maybe that'll help old Arch kind of settle down, get in the flow of the game a little bit better, because it's not all on Arch. I mean, we've seen quite a few drops from these receivers. So, you know, that's something to consider. But, yeah, I'm just kidding around here. I think they'll cruise, but I think we have to – at some point, Shane, we got to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt and just thinking that they could just crush everybody and their mother, because that's what the offseason narrative was. We got to go based on what we're seeing. How about this, Shane? I think Texas first string shuts Sam Houston out. So they get a score or two in the fourth quarter. Give me Texas 48, Sam Houston 10.
Nice. Absolutely. You know what else is nice, Mike?
What's that?
Welcome, new family members. Yeah, come on, Tanner Davis and Eric S. Welcome to the family. Oklahoma, man, they're ready. Them Sooners are ready.
Emily says Art shouldn't be in the first half.
Oh, damn, off the top rope.
Good day.
Come on. He just needed time. He'll be fine.
That's the early contender for comment of the night so far. Yeah,
so far.
All right. How about this one, Shane? For the rest of these, I got a fancy little graphic for us. But we got Mississippi State hosting Northern Illinois, the Bulldogs, Shane, favored by 21.5 points at home. Over-unders 50.5. This game kicks off at 4:15 Eastern, 3:15 Central on the SEC Network. Northern Illinois, 1-1 on the year. They beat Holy Cross. I didn't know that was a team. And they lost to Maryland 20-9. So not exactly the most impressive resume. What do you got for this one?
You know, you don't see a lot of NIU, but I have seen some close NIU games, more than I would like to admit. And I feel like, Mike, this could be one of those close games. I know Mississippi State's been playing out of their damn mind. They whooped up on Alcorn, and we're all excited about that ranked win against Arizona State. But there's something about this game, Mike, that I think Sven even knows makes him a little nervous.
Ooh.
I don't think it's close. Give Mississippi State 45, NIU 17. This is a new Mississippi State Bulldog. This game is out of hand by half. Shapen is on the sideline in the third quarter.
Man, you're just like a misdirection connoisseur tonight.
I know. It's like running wing T over here, you know?
I don't know where the ball's at, you know, with you. But I tell you.
Well, we've been doing this so damn long, it's tough to, you know, I just have to come out and tell you what I'm not going to be picking. So, no, I think this is a good game. And what I like about it, honestly, Mike, is it's just confirmation that Mississippi State last week wasn't a fluke. Arizona State wasn't a fluke. This is a good football team that is probably going to win several SEC games. And by several, at least 2 to 3, you know? So I just feel
three.
Like...
Three? Where are the three at?
Well, I don't want to pick them. We'll get there when we get them. But it won't be Tennessee. I'll tell you which one it won't be. It won't be Tennessee. I say Georgia's safe. And I say... Mizzou safe right now. Those are the three that are safe. The other ones, on. You are up. You are on it.
Damn, Mississippi State going to playoff. All right. Well, you know the problem for this game, Shane.
Yeah.
Northern Illinois can't score the damn ball. I mean, they're just dreadful on offense. And Mississippi State's taking a giant leap forward on defense.
Yeah.
So I'd be surprised if Northern Illinois gets anywhere close to the 17 you're saying. So. I don't even think they get to 7. How about that, buddy? Give me Northern Illinois, 6. Mississippi State, 45. I mean, I think it'll blow their doors off here. I really do.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, and I am right. You are right. So we're both right.
How about this one? Let's see if we're right about this, Shane. Tennessee, mighty Tennessee, number 15, hosting UAB, the Fighting Trent Dilfers. Tennessee favored by 38.5 points. The over and under 69.5. Game kicks off at 12:45 Eastern, 11:45 Central on the SEC Network. UAB's 2-1 on the year, beat Bama State, lost to Navy, and then beat mighty Akron.
Yeah.
How bad they getting beat here?
Real bad. A lot of purple over there, Mike, you know. And this is not a defense that you want to limp in with, especially with Tennessee Vols coming off that loss. I feel like Tennessee's going to get back to the running game on this one. Look at that rush defense efficiency. Oh, my gosh. There'd probably be two backs at least with 100 yards in this matchup, in my opinion. Uh-huh. And this one's not going to be close at all. So I'm not going to drag it out. I would love to see the defense really kind of clamp down. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of give us a little bit of that, hey, we're going to be all right. We made some mistakes. We're cleaning those up. You should have no problem against UAB. But I got Tennessee 56, UAB 14.
Oh, close one. Any chance, though, that Tennessee is, there's a little bit of a hangover, a little bit of a letdown, Shane? I mean, it was an epic game on Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Put everything you have into Georgia, and you come up short when you should have won. I mean, these are the classic trap-type games.
Yeah.
Were Pruitt, Dooley, Jones. I know those guys were idiots, but these are the games they would lose. Any concern for an upset here?
No. I'll be upset if I can't leave this game by the fourth quarter. You know, that's what I'll be upset about. I will say this: UAB may come out and
they can score, Shank.
One of those patented first drive situations, which we've seen a lot of this year,
right?
In college football. So watch it be like a seven, like Tennessee scores, UAB scores, it's 7-7, and then that's it. I feel like Tennessee's just too much for them.
Tennessee scoring defense in the hundreds.
Yeah, they may score 100 on that defense. You keep throwing the ball. So I think we're fine, man. We're fine.
Okay.
No story here, Mike. Next.
I ain't give you my pick yet.
Oh, okay.
All right, I say all that, Shane, to say Tennessee's winning 69, UAB 10. I'm just trying to make you nervous here.
Oh, yeah, not worried about UAB at all.
Okay.
Now, there's some coaches that we've had in the past. This is a classic, you know, 17-14 matchup in the fourth quarter. I'm glad we don't have that guy anymore.
Right. Well, all right. New era also, Shane, on Vanderbilt. Come on, number 20 in the country. Come on. Vanderbilt, 28.5-point favorite over Georgia State. Over, under, 53.5 total points. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ESPN. You got winning.
Mike, the same team that should have won last year in this matchup. I don't know why we keep scattering them. And there's still a chance, don't get me wrong, that this is a tight ball game. There may be a little hangover there with them Vanderbilt Commodores, but I don't think so. And the fact that you lost to this team last year on the road, as much stuff as Pavia has talked about in the offseason, I'm sure he's addressing that locker room and getting their minds right and focused on a team that just absolutely embarrassed them. I mean, Vanderbilt is on a fast track of, I mean, you talk about keeping receipts. I've been tagged in so much shit with Vanderbilt because I need to owe Diego an apology, which it's coming, but you keep this game close, then I feel like you lose all that momentum you just gained. So I don't think that happens. It's not a 60-point game, but Vanderbilt does win this thing 38, Georgia State 7.
Is there a chance that Diego Pavia came back just to beat Georgia State?
Yeah. I don't know what he's got hanging up in that locker room, but there's probably like a little blue tiger up there in the corner. It's like, I'm going to get you bastards this year.
How tired do you think the Commodores are hearing about this team beat you last year?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I can. Coach Lee, I'm sure, has just said it all damn week.
Well, the problem for them, Shane, is they're in the 100s plus in everything on defense. So they can't play a lick. The only reason that Vanderbilt doesn't score 50, 60 points is because I think they throttle it down after the big road conference win. Give me Vanderbilt 35, Georgia State 10. So I actually like Georgia State to cover, not contend in this football game, but cover. 28.5 is a lot for Vanderbilt to cover. Just their style. Give me Georgia State in the cover.
Yeah, I can get that. I think I have that. I'm not good with math, but I'm pretty sure. I've got you a little mark there. So that wouldn't blow my mind. Honestly, it wouldn't blow my mind if this is a 21-7 game at half. Right. But it's just like you limit Georgia to three possessions in the second half dot thing, and Vanderbilt scores on a 12-drive, 7-minute, one of those kind of deals. So, but hey, man. Well, I wanted to give Cousin JR a shout-out. There he is. Big dog
legend,
fan.
Cousin JR has done it again.
After we talk about Vols, he waited. He waited till we got the Vols out there. Has gifted Hatch a membership. Hatch, welcome to the family. Courtesy of Cousin JR, the legend. Sure.
Hey, we missed this one, too. What a name, Shane.
General
Booty. Yeah, welcome, Booty.
Hey, Booty, welcome to the family.
Your booty's welcome here anytime.
Also, Asrad Man.
Asrad.
Welcome to the family. I probably messed that one up too, but. Oh, hell yeah, man.
Tennessee legend says Vandy just won their Super Bowl.
Oh, damn. Big South Carolina fan. Bruce Wayne's little brother, Austin, coming through with a membership donation. This is going to Sean Pulcher. Sean, welcome to the family. A lot of Sean's and Shane's in here.
I feel like we're more on point today.
Yeah. Do you think that? Last night was a mess. Last night was that. I got off air and my wife said, well, how'd the pod go? So I'm like, it was horrible. It's the worst one I've ever done. Well, but it wasn't that bad. We had a blast.
You know what? It better not be the worst of this weekend. The Sam Pittman coaching job against Memphis. Come on, buddy. Because when I put hot seat weekend, this is what I was thinking about, Shane. The Razorbacks on the road at Memphis, but the Hogs favored by 7.5 points over under 62.5. Noon Eastern, 11 a.m. on ABC. Them Tigers, Shane, they're 3-0. Yeah. They beat Chattanooga, Georgia State, and Troy. So, not exactly the most impressive resume, but, you know, the spread indicates they think this is going to be a ball game. The fact this is nationally televised tells me they think this could be a ball game. Tricky, tricky spot for the Razorbacks. Who do you got winning this one?
Oh, man, Arkansas needs this one, Mike. I mean, they need this one, especially with the AD out here saying they're going to be competitive. We don't want you to be competitive with Memphis. We want you to destroy Memphis. That's what needs to happen. But a lot of folks outside of that realm doesn't realize that Memphis is a pretty good football team, Mike. They could absolutely give Arkansas fit. Hell, they could potentially win this game. And you want to talk about detrimental to a program, brother. They will burn that damn place down, and they ain't going to get them till the end of the week, man. They're going to send his ass packing. And I feel like Sam knows that. I feel like this team knows it. And that's why I do not feel like they treat this game as a trap. This is a game that Arkansas gets back on track. They're close, right? You know, they should have. I mean, you can say what you want. Ole Miss, it felt like Arkansas lost that game last week, and I said it. Ole Miss, congrats. I think, you know, whatever. But I just feel
I'm glad
like
you're saying it, not me, because they hate me right now.
I know. I just felt
you picked
like
it too.
I'm not shitting on Ole Miss. I feel like Ole Miss is a good football team, but they are young and inexperienced, and they are going to be a dangerous team definitely by the end of the year. I without a doubt think that. But Arkansas needs to be dangerous now because their back's against the wall. Mike, I went round and round on this game. In fact, there was a moment I had Memphis winning, but I don't think they do. I think it's close. I feel like this is a one-possession game, and Sam doesn't lose all one-possession games. He gets this one, Arkansas 35, Memphis 31.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
If it's a one-score game, all of a sudden I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know.
I'm nervous for old Sam Pittman, you know?
But 9 times out of 10, he won't lose it.
No, that was you. Come on.
I know.
Throw him into that.
But that was the one, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And, hey, shout out Arkansas, Shane. I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
100% touchdown scoring in the red zone.
Yeah.
They're number one in the country, 13 for 13. So every time they make it down there, they're scoring touchdowns, they're cashing in. That's got to be put on display in these tricky games on the road where this will be Memphis Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now,
Memphis is one of these teams, Shane, where they think they can go to the college football playoff. And before you laugh that off, you know, we still have it to where like the highest rated G5 team gets in.
Yeah.
So if a team like Memphis, let's say they go undefeated or 11-1, and they got that win. I know Arkansas, you know, it's not like they're the best in the SEC, but a win over the SEC will carry you if there's, you know, some kind of tiebreaker between like Boise or whoever the hell. So I think this is a huge, huge game for Memphis. I think Arkansas, I think you're absolutely right. Everything you said, I think they got to be on upset alert. But the one that's going to be upset, Shane?
Yeah.
Memphis fans, come on, Shane. Give me Arkansas. 42, Memphis 24. I don't even think this is a game. If it is, then I will be nervous because of the one score record. I think Arkansas, I don't know if they get stopped at all in this game. I really don't. I think every time they touch the ball, they score.
Yeah, that's a good place to be in, right? You know, and like you said, Arkansas can have success. Just get a few turnovers, make them make a few mistakes, and I feel like it can be even downs, whatever it takes. Arkansas, I'm with you. It would not surprise me if we have six touchdowns in a row. You know,
right? Hey, shout out Be Creepy. He gave us $10. Hey, just want to say I ate my crow with Vandy, and I wasn't hiding, but I see Carolina. But I don't see Carolina winning until week six, and we'll be underdogs. Mike Shula isn't working. No games above 20 points. It's 2024. Let's see. We're not at that game yet, Shane. But remind me when we get there, because there's a couple things I want to ask you about.
All right.
Matty D, you son of a bitch. No. All right. How about the team that beat Arkansas last week, Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Tricky game here for old Miss, hosting Tulane, number 13, Ole Miss, favored by 13.5 points, over under 61.5 total points. This is 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ESPN. Tulane, Shane, they're undefeated.
Yeah.
Beat Northwestern, beat South Alabama, beat Duke. Again, not the most impressive resume, but for a G5,
mm-hmm,
beating two power teams. I mean, we got to claim Northwestern and Duke are power. But again, impressive stuff. Hell, Lane Kiffin said this week, I think old John Summerall, he's going to be an SEC coach before long. So he's saying what we're all thinking here, Shane. Tricky, tricky game. And Tulane's got a hell of a quarterback from the transfer from BYU. He got thrown out of BYU for having relations. He is on fire. So this is not going to be an easy contest. We don't know who the quarterback is. I assume it's going to be old Trinidad. Who do you think wins this one, where I think Ole Miss legitimately could be tested here?
Kicked out for relations. What a true rebel there.
I was trying to clean it up. You know? But that's the story. So
yeah. Real rebel there. I feel like, Mike, this could be a really good game. This, and by good, I mean scary for Ole Miss, because of some of the dumb mistakes that they've made here the last couple of weeks. Kentucky couldn't capitalize, right? Arkansas almost capitalized. Tulane can capitalize. That's the thing here, Mike. We've got to play clean football, and we've got to stick to our guns, man. This is one of the most prolific offenses since Lane Kiffin's been down there. I expect nothing less. But it's the defense that I feel like needs to really turn it on, because if you don't, and you're hungover, and you're thinking about games in the future, and next thing you know, old Summerall's walking out here with a damn signing bonus for the next SEC opening. That's what's going to happen. It doesn't happen, though, right? Because I think Ole Miss is a good football team, and I do feel like this is a program that I told you is going in the right direction. Each week they will get better, and I feel like Tulane's going to be on the receiving end of that this week. So give me Ole Miss 35, Tulane 24.
Ooh.
Close.
That feels about right for these games, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
like maybe close in the first quarter, and then Ole Miss talent and coaching advantage pulls away.
Like 35-17, and they score 3 minutes left, and then they like try an onside kick thing, and we do that whole song and dance. Ole Miss is – they got this game.
Do we have any kind of quarterback competition, Shane? If Trinidad comes out here in his own fire, I mean, we kind of hit on that already, but
yeah,
division in the locker room, ooh.
I don't know about that, but I do think that you're going to – I think we're at the point we're going to play hot hand, right? And as soon as – if Trinidad makes a couple of mistakes, you better believe his ass is back to the sideline and Austin's now available.
What are the odds Tulane is a better defensive team than Arkansas was last week, though? Right? Because that's something I've been thinking about all week. Mm-hmm.
That should be the most worrisome part. I'm not worried about Tulane scoring a lot of points, but I am worried about them – keeping themselves in the football game, you know, and if you are able to keep that offense on the football field, limit possessions on defense, that's the classic recipe for beating an Ole Miss Rebel football team. So yeah, I do worry a little bit about that.
Right, because this is a classic don't beat yourself type program.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiffin multiple times has said, hell, I mean, I've never seen anyone tackle the way they tackle. Again, it's not flashy stuff. But it's things that are kind of lost in modern football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tackling. There's a story, I assume most people have seen it. Heck, Ole Miss tweeted it out, that when John Summerall was at Troy, his first ever game as head coach, it was old Monty Kiffin, Shane. Before he even went to the Ole Miss locker room, went to the Troy locker room and just said, hey, Coach Summerall, I just want to tell you we're a lot better than you, but you played us tough. You're one hell of a defensive coach. So
yeah.
I mean, and that was at Troy. I think he's got even a better team here at Tulane. So, tricky, tricky game. Tulane's not going to beat themselves. John Summerall lands himself an SEC job, Shane, by upsetting Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss 34, Tulane 14. So, really, who's getting upset is John Summerall. Come on! All this talk of a close game. I think Ole Miss wins it by 20. I think they're putting the pieces together to make a nice little run. And who knows, Shane, maybe this is the year Lane Kiffin and company make a playoff. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Can't beat yourself, Mike. You know? You'll get kicked right out of BYU!
All right, hey, talk about beating yourself, Shane. That's what Florida has done this year. Oh, you crazy, crazy Gators. You're on the road at Miami. Miami, a 7.5-point favorite at home. Over under 51.5 total points. This is the night game on ABC, Shane. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Miami, 3-0, beat Notre Dame. Bethune-Cookman, who the hell's that? And South Florida, they whooped South Florida. Any shot that the Gators go on the road and pull the upset?
There is a shot, Mike. There is a shot, and I've told you all week that I think we're not giving Florida enough. I know the wins and losses don't look right. You know, you look at they've been total disappointment since the South Florida game. You pair that with the lack of production on offense last week against LSU. But just golly, Mike, they got the talent. The talent is there. And honestly, if it all hits at the same time, I feel like Florida can win a lot of football games, including this one against Miami. However, Billy damn Napier. Can he do it? This is a high-pressure football game, not just for his career, but game days down there. You got Carson Beck. You got all – this is – everybody's going to be watching this one. And I should pick Miami, Mike. I should pick it, and I'm sure the cousins are going to pick it. You may pick it, but I just – got to pick Florida to barely win this football game. Morristown Honda,
ooh.
24, Miami, 23.
Dang, what?
Yeah.
You've been telling us all year how Florida sucks.
I know.
Liquid's picking Miami.
I know you guys are, but I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You're saying you're on the legend tonight.
Maybe they'll keep Billy one more year after this, you know, because he's so close.
Sunday is the day, says fire lazy Billy Napier.
And reminder that if they lose this game, Billy gets fired over the bye. And if he doesn't, I got to wear Miami Vice. Mike's going to wear Miami Vice if he does get fired after losing this game. It's you don't think it's going to happen. You said it's not going to happen.
It's not happening. Yeah. Not worried at all, Shane. Hell, you just picked Florida to win the football game.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm not worried about it either, because the Gators are going to 1 point win this thing.
Ooh, buddy. Yeah, I think Miami's a little overrated, Shane. Overrated. You beat Notre Dame, all of a sudden, you're God's gift here. And A&M, I think, is more impressive because A&M did it on the road.
Yeah.
Miami beat them at home and barely beat them. Come on. Now, yeah, they beat South Florida. I think South Florida got full of themselves, you know, because they got lucky against Florida. I ain't buying South Florida either, Shane. Now, I did look at this. This was pretty bad. Miami's only allowed 7 tackles for loss. That's number 6 in the country. So I think Florida's really got to get after. And I think that's kind of been critical for Carson Beck. He's not been pressured. He's not getting hit back there. If Florida wins this football game, they got to get after Carson Beck. Don't let him sit back there and pick you apart, because he will.
Mm-hmm.
Miami's got some good weapons, and allegedly they're elite on the line of scrimmage. But a lot of teams, Shane, are allegedly elite on the line of scrimmage until they play an SEC team. You know what? So as much as we mock Billy Napier, he's twice the coach of Mario Cristobal. That guy's a complete dumbass. They got all the money in the world down there to buy them a roster. They have a worlds of talent.
Yeah.
They're significantly more talented than any team in the ACC, yet they still have yet to win it. And they're not going to win it this year either, Shane, because it's going to start on Saturday. It's going to start on Ravlin Autumn. Give me Florida 27, Miami 24, Honda Morristown, double whammy. So this is where Florida turns it around. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it feels like they're due. It really does. And that's classic Billy Napier. As soon as you are getting the boosters together to write the check to get his ass out of here, he's 3 wins later telling you, take that money you just piled up and get me some more talent. We're 1 year away, baby.
And I'll tell you this, Shane.
Yeah.
So a lot of what ifs in this next statement. But if Florida beats Miami and Arch Manning keeps Arch Manning, Florida's beaten Texas, too. I'm calling it now.
Just clip that little part right there, guys, and just put that on Twitter, would you? Cold Take needs that.
And then what if they're sitting here at 3-2?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're cooking. You know what I mean? I mean, that's better than I think even the diehard Florida fans thought they'd be after 5.
Two top 10 wins? Hell yeah, they'd be cooking, Mike. We're getting a little too carried away. Let's get past the Miami game first. The last time these two, you remember, this is the infamous Steve Spurrier was in the crowd shaking his head no, like the infamous meme that was floating around.
You know what would be hilarious though, Shane?
What's
and
that?
It's what we've talked about all offseason. Florida Gators, you know, it used to be like arguably the most proud program in the country.
Yeah.
And we're like 3-2. Build a statue, brother. You know, I mean, how comical is that?
Oh, that's when you say it, when you put it that way, Mike. And they lose to South Florida.
All right. You know who's not losing to South Florida, Shane?
Who's that?
These two great teams, South Carolina at Missouri, Shane. Missouri favored. I mean, this line's gone back and forth and back and forth all over the place. Give me Missouri currently favored by 9.5 points, over under 48.5. Night game, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central on ESPN. The latest, Shane, is Lenore Sellers reportedly back to practice. He is trending to play. This is a little outdated. They're about to release a new injury report here on we're recording on Thursday. In about 30 minutes, it'll be up. But yesterday, they had Sellers as questionable. Mazio Bennett is questionable. No other questionables for either team here. So I say all that, Shane, to say South Carolina at Missouri. Who's winning the ball game?
It's going to be a good one, man. I mean, there's a lot of times when these two teams meet, you say, this team should win, and then they don't. And so going into this one, there's no doubt in my mind, everybody's probably picking, except South Carolina fans. They're saying Mizzou, look at all that footballs, Mike. Mizzou should win this game, right? But that's what we love about this showdown. It is every single year, there's something crazy coming out of this. The coaches, I love probably the two of the most passionate coaches. They're going to be shit talking before this game, after this game. The handshake will be infamous. I guarantee you, whatever happens, this game is going to be awesome, right? And I don't know if home field advantage really matters anymore in this matchup. I think it just comes down to which team wants it more. And I tell you, man, South Carolina last week got embarrassed. That Vanderbilt game haunts them. That's not a game that Shane Beamer expected to lose. That's not a team these Gamecock fans expected to lose. And I'm not saying they were looking ahead or anything. I just feel like they were not as dialed in and focused as they should be. But they will be absolutely laser sharp coming into this one. Lenore Sellers has not had that breakout game. And I think there's a good shot he could get it Saturday if we were playing on Fantasy Island. Mizzou is going to kill this team. I can't believe I've talked this long. You talk about, I was looking at running backs. You got two of the best running backs in the country. And South Carolina, yes, they don't allow 100 yards rusher. Last time they did was against this football team with Schrader. Well, they got two Schraders coming in there, and they're going to absolutely destroy. Lock of the week. I ain't going to talk about it no more. Put this on your wall, Beamer. I've got Mizzou 35, South Carolina 20.
Shane, what happened last time you called out Beamer like that?
Yeah, I know. He came over.
No, well, I mean, they won the game.
Oh, shit. That's right.
That's a 10-point dog.
Yeah, he probably
What are they tonight?
That.
10-point dog. I'm just saying. You're putting it together. I put the pieces together here, man.
The South Carolina defense ain't the same defense we're used to. So, yes, let's say they sell out to the run. Are you going to – you can't – Bo and company will have a field day with that secondary. It's almost like you can't win for losing in this situation. And then you've got your offense – lack of offense, getting, 17 points? What'd you say was the most they ever got? 17 points since Shula's taken over? But now they're going to go toe-to-toe with one of the most prolific offenses in the country right now? Get the hell out of here.
They're just heating up, Shane. Sometimes the team, this is what Beamer does every year. They start slow.
Yeah.
They get hotter and hotter every week. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think you had it right the first time, Shane. I think this is a Sellers game. I think he gets it figured out. I think they kind of stop trying to force a square peg into a round hole here.
Uh-huh.
I think they're trying to get him ready for the NFL. He's still in college football. Let him be a college quarterback. Unleash his ass this weekend against Fool's Gold, Missouri. They had a lot of fun with that one. I think this battle, Shane, you called out South Carolina's defensive backs. I think they got good defensive backs.
Yeah.
And I think that the battle of this game will be Missouri's receivers, Kevin Coleman, Marquise Johnson, Josh Manning, Brett Norfolete, the tight end. I think those guys matched up against the Gamecocks, Jalen Kilgore, Vakari Swain, DQ Smith, Brandon Siski. I think whoever wins that matchup, I think it'll win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you're dead wrong, brother. I know Ahmad Hardy looks like $1 million playing Mississippi, Pellissippi State, or whoever the fuck they played last week. But not against an SEC defense. They are not going to let this kid beat him. They're going to make Bo beat him with his arm.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that goes back to what I was saying. I think it's South Carolina's defensive backs. I think it's Missouri's receivers. I think they will dictate whoever wins that matchup will win this game. Remember, Shane, Missouri's unsettled at kicker, unfortunately, due to injury. So that could be play at edge too. Beamer ball, what do? All they do is score touchdowns, Shane, and they block kicks and all that nonsense. Hell, we call it Beamer ball for a reason. We don't call it drink ball. We call it Beamer ball. I think also, Shane, this has got to be a game where Dylan Stewart takes over.
Yeah.
Missouri's offensive line has been a leaky O-line, as you would say, at times. And hell, if it's not Dylan Stewart, all the attention on him, I think Brian Thomas, maybe he has a career day. I'm just throwing that out there. But on the flip side, South Carolina's offensive line's been a train wreck too, particularly on the left side. So neither one of them is particularly strong. I think this is a low-scoring game. Give me Missouri 24, South Carolina 23. Give me a one-point win. But I think this is a four-quarter competitive game. I don't feel confident in Missouri to blow them out.
Not me. That's why I made it my lock. Look at that dead rooster sitting down there.
Well, the fact you locked it, I feel even better about it. You know?
Yeah, you're probably. I mean, there is, now that you say all that, you know, I can't. No. I'm sticking with it. Hammer down, baby. Hammer down. M-I-Z.
All right, game of the week, Shane, in the SEC. Hell, maybe the country. Number 22, Auburn at number 11, Boomer Sooners, favored by 7.5. Oklahoma, Norman's going to be rocking, Shane. Over under 47.5 total points. 330 Eastern, 230 Central on ABC. Buddy. This was quite the showdown. And then, again, we'll update this as soon as we have it. But here was the injury report on Wednesday. Good night, Shane. There is 7 offensive linemen there for Oklahoma, which I was feeling very confident about the Sooners till I saw this. Banged up on the offensive line. That's what did them in last year. So, again, different year, but a lot of injuries on the offensive line for Oklahoma. Who do you like in this one?
It's tough because I like them both. It's like picking your best kid, you know, your favorite kid. Which one are you going to do? Because I've been on the Auburn is back bandwagon before the season started. I wasn't on the Oklahoma one. That's one that I just keep seeing week in, week out, a football team that is miles better than they were this time last year. And it's not just John Mateer. It's this defense didn't miss a beat. This football team, man, I go back to what's his name telling us that he saw this as a SEC championship team, and we thought he was damn nuts. But each weekend, I'm reminded that Oklahoma has an opportunity to do something that no one except for Matt Hayes expected to do. But then Auburn, I watch Auburn week in, week out. Here's a team that is almost there. It's just the small things, the minor details. It's the drops for me. It's the inconsistency on third downs. It's the defense is tremendous. I think playing out of their damn minds. But you got to pick one, right? This is such a great story. I mean, for media, I'm sure Oklahoma don't like it and Auburn don't like it. But if you're outside watching it, it's a pretty cool story having a quarterback leave town and then talk about a Disney movie going up there and kicking everybody's ass. Wouldn't that be perfect? I don't think it happens. I think Oklahoma is back. And I think I feel like Auburn's in a better spot, but I do feel like something you asked the other day, who's fool's gold? I feel like there's a little bit of that going on down there in the plains. So right now, Mike, not too confident, but I've already done one Morristown Honda. I'm going to go Oklahoma 31, Auburn 20.
11 points.
Well, I don't think that – I really feel like this is a one-possession game till the very end. So I just feel like Oklahoma capitalizes on a mistake late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, one very troubling thing here, yeah. Auburn pass defense, 117th in efficiencies, Oklahoma number one. So Jackson Arnold, I don't want to say he's struggled, but he's not effectively passed the ball outside of the Ball State game.
Yeah.
And it sure as hell doesn't seem like he's going to be able to do it on the road against his defense.
Uh-uh.
But if he does it, they'll win the damn football game. How about this thought, Shane? Winner of this game? Not a lock, but I think the winner of this game is going to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Would you buy that?
I I don't know about that, man. Just there's so many, right?
Not in my mind.
No shit. So this is like your swing game. Well, right. I'm
for both of them.
I won't say is a lock in for the playoffs, but definitely will come down to one or two games at the end of the season to get in there. You know, so right. 10-2, 9-3, kind of at that mark.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's a better way to say it. This is like one of those crossroad games for each of them. They may have one more, but I guess what I'm trying to say, you lose this one, ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think. Now, sometimes I'm wrong. But how about Auburn, Shane? Here's one thing that you didn't reference. Man, they are rushing the ball like some damn gangbusters over here.
Yeah.
Number four, offense, rushing, efficiency in the country. They're number two in the SEC with 10 rushing touchdowns. Jeremiah Cobb, number two in the SEC with 314 rushing yards. And Jackson Arnold, number 14 with 192. Again, Oklahoma on the flip side, Shane.
Yeah.
Star defensive end, R. Mason Thomas. He's out for the first half due to targeting. So something to consider. And remember, I said all these damn guys on Oklahoma, we don't know. We don't know what the offensive line is going to be due to injuries, all these guys out. Auburn is sixth in the country in sacks per game. They're 12th in the country in tackles for loss per game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a major advantage, in my opinion, to Auburn. Now, how about this, Shane? Oklahoma, I couldn't believe this when I saw it, but they are 127th in the country in turnover margin. They've turned the ball over a ton, and they're still 3-0. But again, I know the schedule's not great, but when you're turning the ball over left and right and you're whooping everybody's ass,
yeah,
that's an indication that you're probably one hell of a football team. You know, you stop turning the ball over, good Lord, what are these scores going to look like? So that. I'm keeping that in my back pocket, too. Mm-hmm. I think this is a Deion Burks type game. I think he's got to have a really big performance if Oklahoma's going to win. And I'd love to know what is the deal with Jaden Ott. Is he ever going to show himself? This may be a game where if Oklahoma may need someone like of his caliber to step up to perform. I know they're pretty fired up with Blaylock, but I'm going back and forth, Shane, because I think there's early in the week I was heavy Oklahoma. I've kind of swung it back to Auburn. I think 11 points. I think that's crazy, Shane. Yeah. Give me Auburn. Upset of the week. Auburn 17, Oklahoma 21. So the Sooners win, but they don't cover the spread. Give me Auburn in the cover.
We've been doing this too long. I know exactly where you're going. You know? I knew it. But on a scale of 1 to 10, Auburn wins this game. How surprised are you? 1 being like not shocked at all, 10 being completely surprised. So I'm right there with you. I feel like I said it earlier this week, Scooby-Doo, somebody's mask is getting pulled off. Somebody has been lying, and we're going to find out who it is.
Hey, shout out. I made a graphic here for Cousin Ben. I want to show his picks here.
Yeah.
Cousin Ben Helms. So he's the weekly celebrity cousin selection, Shane. He's got Oklahoma beating Auburn 34-23. Mm. He's got Mizzou beating South Carolina 26-21. Oh, buddy, he's down on the Gators. Miami 34, Gators 16. Uh-huh. He's got the Ole Miss Rebels 28-17 over Tulane. He's got Arkansas winning big at Memphis 45-13. He likes Vandy to beat the hell out of Georgia State 41-6. Tennessee beating UAB 52-6. Mississippi State beating NIU 27-10. Texas winning over Sam Houston 34-10. And LSU, Shane, whooping Southeast Louisiana 59-3. So shout out Cousin Ben. Hopefully you got these right. Otherwise, the cousins are going to be coming for you for losing the winning edge here that they have over us right now.
Yeah, I think so. Me and you, sounds like we're the same, except for the Florida one. As far as the cousins, I was just trying to figure out where we'd be a little bit different. So somebody's going to make up some ground one way or the other.
Right. And, hey, I forgot to mention my lock.
Yeah.
Come on, you Ole Miss haters. Lock of the week. Come on, Ole Miss. Got to whoop old Tulane's ass. I don't care about no John Cimarron. So give me Ole Miss. That's my John Mateer lock of the week. How's it playing out, Shane? The storylines on Sunday. If the games break down the way you think they do.
Not so fast, my friend. Don't fire Billy just yet. I feel like that will be the one that steals the headlines, but that will be followed up real quick by John Mateer is the front runner for the Heisman.
What about any of your Mizzou boys, man? If they're going to be really whooping some ass, or will it be South Carolina's in the tank?
They're going to copy and paste from last week against Vanderbilt. They're not going to do that. So if South Carolina would have came in this game undefeated, absolutely. But yes, this will be. Well, Mizzou still hasn't played anybody.
Hey, bad job by you. You didn't remind me.
Yeah, sorry.
I told you there was something I had to say. Have you ever seen a damn fan base? And we love them, South Carolina. They're great. God, they turn on their damn coach and their program on a damn dime. And I get it. It was an embarrassing loss, but
right.
They went from, you know, we're a lock for the playoff to see your ass to Virginia Tech. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever seen a turn on a dime like it?
No, the biggest fold up right now that I see with is Arkansas and South Carolina for some reason, you know?
Well, I think Arkansas, they just fooled themselves into optimism or we're rolling.
Yeah, we get them, and then they're gone.
But South Carolina's a different, like, I'm telling you, it was playoff or bust for them, it seemed like.
To go from that to now you hate your coach, and I'm not saying you do. I do sense it, you know, online, right. And we see less of it in the comments. You know, I hate to see a fallen soldier, you know, but South Carolina is gone right now, and I feel like they'll be back. They'll be back, especially if they get a big win with Mizzou here.
Let me ask you this, too, because friend of the show, Brad Powers, he predicted, now this is before knowing the Missouri result.
Uh-huh.
He predicts South Carolina will not make a bowl game.
Oh,
thoughts on that? If it play, I mean, hell, you're picking them to get pantsed on Saturday. If that happens, does South Carolina make a bowl game? And as crazy as that sounds, it's certainly not a given with this schedule.
It is not. It is not. And just based off this, you know, I'm looking at, okay, what if we're doing win loss toss again? Right. I'm saying win against Kentucky. I'm saying win against Carolina, and, you know, that's it. That's the only wins I got. There's a couple tosses in there. I'd probably.
So you'd have to win multiple tosses, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, and that's asking a lot. But it almost feels like if you could come out here and beat Mizzou on the road, all that comes right back, you know. Then all of a sudden, LSU doesn't look as daunting. Oklahoma, potentially a win, depending on this matchup with Auburn. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, this is not so much a separation. It's just, somebody's lying to us, and I'm trying to figure out, was that just a great game by Vanderbilt, or was that just a shitty performance by South Carolina?
Well, yeah.
What's your headline? What's your headline coming in?
I think the headline, if it plays out the way that I'm saying, is... Yeah. That Florida is a legitimate team.
Yeah.
Not that Billy necessarily is keeping his job because he'll be sitting here at 2-2. But I think we're setting up a really good matchup here with Texas coming in. Florida hosting Texas in 2 weeks. I think that's going to be a really big one. And, you know, I think the biggest storyline, perhaps, if it's not Billy, which I think it would be with Florida winning that big one, it's that Oklahoma's back and that they're on their path to the college football playoff. And I think that would be the big storyline here. And I think they'll be favored over Texas if they win over Auburn. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I you're probably right, Mike, because you usually are. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like to admit it sometimes. That's just the truth. You know, it's honest Thursday.
All right. Anything else, buddy? Here's the schedule one more time.
I'm going to make a bet with you, Mike. You know, I don't think we got enough bets going on. I feel like if South Carolina beats Mizzou, it's not going to happen. But if it does, for every point the South Carolina wins by, that's how many consecutive days I will only eat chicken. So I may, it may make me healthy. I may lose some weight. But from here on out, and I'm not talking like fried chicken, I'm talking legitimate grilled chicken. If it's 7 days, then that 7 points is 7 days. But yes, that's my bet for South Carolina. Ain't gonna happen, but I feel like I need to put something on it, you know?
Right. So I mean, if nothing else, if the Gamecocks need any inspiration, save his poor man's life. Get him on the y'all chicken diet. You'd be doing us all a favor. You know what?
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
What if they won by like 48 points?
I'll be a lean, mean fighting machine by the time that ends.
Tony says Shane's eating grilled cow. Oh, mercy. Oh,
hell yeah. Thank you, guys. Yes, please hit that thumbs up. That does mean a lot to us. If you don't have, if you can't donate, that's fine. But oh, if you hit the thumbs up, man, I'll tell you, you'd be amazed how much that helps the show grow. JP, appreciate you, cuz. Come on. I thought JP's taking the night off.
That's back. What he said. Man, he doesn't take nights off.
This is the legend right here, JP. I appreciate you, cuz. Shout outs go to Gregory Grogan, Stringer Films, Steven Up, Buttered Sausage, Glenn Warshaw, Sean Heim, Stacy Jackson, David Chambers, Cousin JR, Austin Wayne, B Creepy, Maddie D, Jack Barrett.
Oh, is there more?
Hold.
I'm not seeing any more. Another one. You know maybe what? He's still typing.
That's all right, Jay. I appreciate you. Appreciate. Look, here, five members, Tev. JP, maybe that was what JP, he's like, I'm going to get you. Matty D says, Michael.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder is there more to that?
Oh, yeah. Last one. And serial killer. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate all the cousins. Be sure to jump on tomorrow morning, 7:30. I'm going to tell you which five players are going to have breakouts and which five are going to be absolutely failures come Saturday. So be sure to tune in. We'll have a blast, and I will get you 30 minutes closer to kickoff.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Can't wait, Shane, for some SEC football. Appreciate you. Appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.